What we here call the other history of MI5 may be a melancholic introduction to the political mindset and culture of the British state during the 20th century. We may prefer to imagine MI5 as a shadowy but romantic outfit, smoking briar pipes while intent on trapping Nazi fifth columnists engaged in reporting the shallows and tides of potential landing beaches. Or in flushing out clandestine Nazi radios relaying shortage of rifles in Dad's army. Or perhaps the outstanding work of the double agent Juan Pujol, codenamed Garbo, transmitting valuable disinformation to the Abwehr before the Normandy landings. Here we explore MI5's covert pursuit of men and women arbitrarily designated as subversives, as threats to national security, but who are no such thing. Typically, they were unafraid to express dissenting views of the national interest. Most were perceived by MI5 as guilty by association, real or imagined, with the Communist Party and the Soviet Union. Together they constitute MI5's invisible red list. This suspicion of a socialist insurrection at any time was the core of MI5's values and pursuits for 70 years. The circles of perceived subversion extended out even to Marxist groups critical of the Soviet Union, Trotskyists, for example, and also black nationalists challenging white British rule throughout the empire. While MI5 pursued the national interest as defined by successive British governments, the security service was a law unto itself, shielded by secrecy, its principal officers being strong characters engaged in pursuits, prejudices, hunches of their own. Its agenda was firmly focused on the perpetual red threat on the horizon and the perceived internal dangers from the nation's cultural and educational elites. In The Defense of the Realm, The Authorized History of MI5, 2009, Christopher Andrew offers a general claim that throughout its history, MI5 scrupulously respected a clear dividing line between national security and party politics. The available record does not entirely confirm that claim. For example, selective information was presented by MI5 to the Labour Prime Minister Harold Wilson after he took office in 1964 and was considering his team for ministerial office. It has also been revealed that MI5 had a file on Wilson himself and on the future Labour leader Michael Foot, though neither file had been released by 2020.